You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can also tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, I want to talk about Kiki Hernandez, a free agent the Mets could target as he's a utility player that can fill a lot of holes for them at a pretty reasonable cost. The first half of the show, I'll talk about what he's done up to this point in his career. And in the second half of the show, I'll talk about what he could get contract-wise and how he would fit in to the Mets lineup. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter, @FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMirageOnline.com. Now, the Mets have been linked to Kiki Hernandez previously, but there are some reports that indicate that it was Jared Porter who was pushing for the Mets to sign Hernandez, and obviously now that Porter has been fired, it's unclear if the Mets will remain engaged on signing him, but as of now, it seems like the Mets and the Red Sox are the two teams that have really shown interest in signing Hernandez. Although that can change, as there are a lot of teams that could use a player of his skill set. Now, Hernandez was drafted by the Houston Astros in the sixth round of the 2009 MLB draft out of high school. In 2014, he made his debut with Houston, but was ultimately dealt at the deadline that year in a deal that sent Jake Marisnyk back to Houston and Hernandez to the Miami Marlins. Then, prior to the 2015 season, Hernandez was once again traded, this time in the deal that sent Dee Gordon to Miami and Hernandez to the Dodgers, where he has played the majority of his career. In his first season in LA, he played 76 games, hit .307 with a .346 on base percentage and a .490 slugging percentage, good for an .836 OPS. His OPS plus was 131, and again, OPS plus measures hitters on a league average of 100. So that was a career high for Kiki Hernandez, showing great offensive value that he hasn't quite been able to match since. And again, that was a 76-game season for him. He didn't get a ton of playing time. As his playing time went up, the offensive numbers did drop a bit. Actually, 2016, they dropped a lot. He had a .607 OPS that year and a .64 OPS plus. Then in 2017, he began to embrace the launch angle, ended up hitting 24 doubles, which is a career high. Also hit double-digit home runs for the first time with 11. Had a .421 slugging percentage and a OPS plus of 92. 2018, he had his best year as he played in 145 games and produced a .117 OPS plus, an OPS of 806. He hit .256, had a .336 on base percentage, and a .470 slugging percentage, set a career high with 21 home runs, and also had 52 RBIs. Then in 2019, once again, those numbers slipped a bit. He still managed to hit for power with 17 home runs, and he drove in a career high 64 runs, hit .237 with a .304 on base percentage, and a .411 slugging percentage, good for a .715 OPS and an .87 OPS plus. In the shortened season in 2020, Hernandez played in 48 of the Dodgers' 60 games. He hit .230 with a .270 on base percentage and a .410 slugging percentage. His OPS was .680, not a great number by any stretch. His OPS plus was .83. If you look at Kiki Hernandez across his career, it's pretty clear the type of player he is. He's a streaky guy, can go on a run where he hits a bunch of home runs in a short period of time, has that pop, has the ability to have monster games where he can carry a lineup, and he can go through stretches where he really struggles. Doesn't draw nearly enough walks, can strike out a bit at times. That low on base percentage is something that really keeps him out of being an everyday player, although his glove helps that a lot. And his pop is there so that he can really produce some runs for you by driving the ball out of the ballpark and driving some runs in. When you look at him overall, he is your prototypical utility player. Some might want to call him a super utility player. I know there's a lot of Mets fans who are high on Kiki Hernandez who view him in that light. But to me, that phrase of super utility is reserved more for players like Ben Zobrist at his best and Jeff McNeil in 2019, where you can have a guy that is an everyday player who is going to go out and produce at an elite level offensively while being able to be slid all over the diamond. Now, Hernandez does that latter part. He can play everywhere, has played every position in his career but catcher. He even has recorded an out as a pitcher, has 75 or more games at every other position but first base and third base, and has over 100 games played in center field, right field, and second base. So that is what Kiki Hernandez brings to the table, the ability with his athleticism to play a bunch of positions, to be that utility player. When someone goes down, if your left fielder gets hurt for 3 weeks, Kiki Hernandez is there to slide into the everyday lineup, and he is going to help you win ball games. He can play some center. His best position is second base. If he were to be an everyday player, that would be the position for him, as he has really proven to have a lot of defensive value at second. But again, where he is making a career is that ability to really play all over the diamond. What I want to do in just a minute is dig into the defensive numbers a little bit more, talk about another player comp for him and how that might impact his contract situation, and also get into how he would fit into the Mets lineup. So we'll get into all that in just a minute. Are we ready for some conference championship football? Big matchups over the weekend. You have the Buffalo Bills taking on the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. In the NFC, you have the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers going against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Battle of some goats. And if you want to get in on the action, there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on all the action, the NFL games, the NBA season, which is in full swing, and MLB futures, where you can bet on the National League East. You can bet on the Mets winning the National League. You can also bet on them winning the World Series. Don't forget, when you go to betonline.ag, to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like your mortgage or food. So why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, maybe even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business that has been serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. They have everything you could want, from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks and have it delivered directly to your door. Go to RockAuto.com right now and you can see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in there, "How'd you hear about us" box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Before we get into the contract that Kiki Hernandez might warrant in free agency, I want to talk about his defense a little bit further. Throughout his career, Kiki Hernandez has been worth 18 defensive runs saved and over 1,200 innings at second base. In the outfield, he's been worth 21 defensive runs saved, over 2,000 innings played, with left field being by far his best position out there, although he has graded out favorably in each position in the outfield. If you look at outs above average, Hernandez does not favor quite as well in that statistic. Second base is the only position where it really stands out. He had one season with 4 outs above average at second. Overall, though, he doesn't have a big minus at any of those positions in outs above average. Outs above average is very range-based. How much ground can he cover? And since Kiki Hernandez is not this otherworldly athlete, he doesn't quite fare as well as a player like Victor Robles does, who covers a ton of ground for the Nationals out in center field. But he has proven time and again that he is the perfect utility player. Has the ability to go out field at any position, and he's not going to hurt you. This isn't JD Davis or Dominic Smith in left field, where you're just giving up those gaps because there's no chance that those guys are running down those balls that are hit to where your center fielder can't catch them, especially when your center fielder is Brandon Nimmo. Kiki Hernandez has the ability to play in center, to play in left, to play at second, to play at third. The Mets can really deploy him wherever they need him, and that is something that is invaluable when you're a competitive team trying to make it through the grind of a 162-game season. On top of all that, he has loads of playoff experience. His heart rate is not going to be, you know, through his throat when you're playing in the postseason. He's been there before. The Dodgers have been perennial contenders. He's been a big part of that. So he brings a lot of that experience to your roster. Last year, in his final season of arbitration, Kiki Hernandez made $5.9 million. Now, I wanted to pull up the contract of Marwin Gonzalez because he's a really good player comp for Hernandez as a guy who played that utility role on a championship team with the Astros and Gonzalez, and he hit free agency a couple of years ago, signed with the Twins on a two-year, $21 million contract. Now, Gonzalez was a better offensive player than Hernandez at the time. He had an 11.9 WAR across seven seasons with the Astros, and a lot of that came from his offensive production. A better on-base hitter, a guy who really, maybe on the offensive side, is closer to that super utility player. As I said, Hernandez is about league average at best offensively. With the glove, Hernandez is a better player. But you look at their overall stats here, and Kiki Hernandez has been worth a 10.3 career WAR. As I said, Gonzalez 11.9 heading into free agency. You look at the OPS, and it's nearly identical. Gonzalez had a 737 OPS with the Astros. Hernandez a 738 career OPS right now. The OPS plus Hernandez for his career is at 98. Again, based on a league average of 100. Just slightly below average. Gonzalez slightly above average at 102. Marwin also had nearly 700 more plate appearances than Hernandez before free agency, which also can account for that extra win and change that he has when it comes to WAR. So you look at the two players, and they are not identical. Again, Hernandez probably has a little bit more pop, a better defensive player. Gonzalez gets on base a bit more. So there is some differences there, but ultimately when it comes to their value on a free agent market, I think they are pretty similar. And Marwin Gonzalez got that two-year, $21 million deal. I think Kiki Hernandez would be happy to sign a very similar contract, although because it is sort of a buyer's market, you would assume, especially for position players who have really struggled to find deals this offseason, there's a chance that he might sign a contract below that, maybe something in the $7 to $9 million range. And then the question is, how many years does he want? Does he want a one-year deal and try to reset his value? Is he looking to play for a team where he can play every day? One of the things that has been talked about when teams are negotiating with the Mets is, how many at-bats can you give my client? And if you are Kiki Hernandez's agent and you're looking at a team that has Dominic Smith that needs to get at-bats, that has Jeff McNeil, that has a very similar skill set to Hernandez in his defensive flexibility, but a far better bat. You look at JD Davis out there, who needs to get some playing time as well. I wonder if his agent says, you know what? We've already done this winning thing with the Dodgers for the past 7 years. Maybe it's time to go to a team that's not quite as good, where you can play every day. Maybe you hit 30 home runs and really improve your value to the point where you get a bigger contract in free agency again. So it all depends on what Kiki Hernandez wants. But if he wants to go play for a winner in New York, this exciting, fun team that has so many pieces coming together, maybe the Mets become a very intriguing option for him, especially if he's choosing between the Mets and the Red Sox, with the Red Sox facing a lot more uncertainty about whether they will contend this season, especially when you have the defending American League champs and the Tampa Bay Rays. You have the New York Yankees, who are the Yankees, and you have the Blue Jays, who just signed George Springer, seem to be making a lot of other moves right now in the market, and are going to be a very competitive team as well. All that is to say that Kiki Hernandez might decide that the Mets are the best option for him. And if he does, the question then becomes, where does he fit into their plans? If they sign Kiki Hernandez, does that put him out of the market for another center fielder like Jake Marisnyk, or on the higher end, Jackie Bradley Jr.? This is something that really is dependent on what else is around him on that bench, quite honestly, because you don't know if J.D. Davis is going to be there. There's a chance he gets traded in a cost-cutting move to move Jeurys Familia, or even just gets traded because, to be honest, he's not Sandy Alderson's guy, and maybe they want to get a prospect, or maybe they want to use J.D. Davis as a cheaper piece to acquire a more established player who another team is trying to cut salary from, like a Nolan Arenado or Chris Bryant on the high end, or Eugenio Suarez from the Reds. There's a lot of moving parts here. Assuming that this roster stays about the same, Kiki Hernandez becomes your utility player, and I think that would hopefully push Jeff McNeil into a more solidified role where he can just be your second baseman or just be your third baseman. And when you have an injury or a hole out in left field, it's Hernandez who can go out there and fill in. When Dominic Smith at the end of the game, if he is your starting left fielder, when he needs to be pulled, it would be Hernandez going out to left field to improve that outfield defense. With that being said, there could still be room for a player like Jackie Bradley Jr., and maybe that becomes your platoon out in center field. Maybe it is Jackie Bradley Jr. and Kiki Hernandez out in center. You have Brandon Nimmo on left, Conforto in right, and hopefully the designated hitter is back, and Dominic Smith can play first base with Pete Alonso becoming the full-time DH. Throughout the offseason, we've heard the Mets time and again talk about wanting to improve their depth, and this would be the ultimate depth signing because Hernandez can fill a lot of holes for this ball club. That'll be all for today's edition of Locked on Mets. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan and follow the show at Locked on Mets. And if you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. And that is Locked on MLB Podcast, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton. He is the only one hosting a daily podcast devoted entirely to the Stars of Tomorrow. So if you want a team-focused breakdown, prospect rankings, or interviews with some of the brightest up-and-coming players in the game, make sure you subscribe to Locked on MLB Prospects wherever you get your podcasts.